Ζαΐρα, θα έρθω να σε κλέψω κάποια βραδιά. Απ' την αγκαλιά του μαχαράγια.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships. That's the beautiful voice of Dione, and she's from the band Astaplaz. Up next, an interview with Dione.
We're talking with Dione today, and she's from the band Astaplaz. Welcome, Dione.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, Astaplaz, you've played in Montreal.
That is correct. We played at the Kinetic Festival in Montreal. Yes, it was a three, four-day festival, and we played on the last day. Yes.
Good. Right. Now, Astaplaz, you're a band from Athens,
and your
music is described as being electronica, pop, and indie. So that's a combination of three genres. Is that correct?
And even more, in fact.
Okay.
And with our second disc, because of our influences as well, I would say we're almost crossing over now. We also have some soul, very faint, distant, but soul influences as well. I wouldn't even call us indie anymore. Our first album perhaps may have been so, but our second album is a bit more commercial, I would say.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, we'll start with Astaplaz. Now, this is interesting about the name. Could you explain the name a bit to us?
Yes, of course. The name is actually a neologism. It comes from the two words. The Asti part of the first word is from the ancient Greek word meaning city.
Mm-hmm.
And plage, of course, you would recognize, of course, the French word for sea or beach,
mm-hmm.
for beach. Of course, we've spelt it with a Z, though. We've changed the spelling of it. And it's obviously in Latin. Well, the script is in English,
mm-hmm.
And so that forms just like a city beach. It's a metaphor, I suppose, as well, for the culture of city beach culture, but the beach culture transferred to the city.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so city beach. Okay, interesting.
Yes.
Now the band is made up of four people or five?
It's the bass is four people. There's four of us, except that now we have extended our live shows, obviously excluding this one in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We are now comprised of eight people.
Okay.
We have now playing with a lot of live instruments. Now we've got saxophone, flautist, drummer, and guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
Added to the lineup.
Okay, and the other members play which instruments?
The original members are synth.
Okay, good. Now, the original members, they got together in Athens, and you are actually from Australia.
I am indeed.
Okay, so tell us how that happened.
It's hilarious, actually. It's not hilarious, but it's just a coincidence how we all met. I had very little background in electronic music. I was a bit of a purist when it came to my music taste. I came to Greece, and I was working the jazz scene,
mm-hmm.
Jazz soul funk scene, and one of the places I was working at, the boyfriend of the girls that was a colleague of mine,
mm-hmm.
was a guitarist in then Astaplaz, under a different name. We weren't, Astaplaz didn't exist then as Astaplaz. They had a different name, and they were searching for a female vocalist, and as it turns out, I thought I had nothing to lose. Why not experiment? I mean, we're all open-minded musicians. Why not experiment with electronic music? And I thought it was a good opportunity just to broaden my horizon and say, why not work with them?
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, obviously, with all our influences, it evolved into something completely different. And initially, the music was with a Greek lyric, and when I came into it, we changed the language to English so that it was easy, obviously, for me, being my then mother tongue,
mm-hmm.
my native language, it was easy for me to write lyrics in English, of course.
Okay, so that's pretty interesting how the band evolved and how the music evolved, too.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Now, a couple of firsts for you, pretty interesting. The debut album release, the first album was called?
Name Your Slippers.
How did you choose that name?
It was actually inspired by a writer called Lichtenberg, who
mm-hmm.
was the forerunner to Surrealism before the big ones. He was early, very early in the 1700s, in fact. And he had written various aphorisms and notes, and among that was something in reference to that, and we were inspired by it as a title. We ended up using it as a title,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, that's how Naming Slippers came about. It was inspired from Lichtenberg, mm-hmm. so it wasn't a completely original idea, I must say.
Okay, so that was in the autumn of 2005. Out of that came a number of concerts. Now, the Name Your Slippers was released by L Music in Canada, so this is a band that originally started in Athens.
Yes.
You joined, you from Australia, and it was picked up by L Music in Canada. So how did that happen?
Well, Luigi Patel, who is the founder of L Music,
mm-hmm.
he found us via the internet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He discovered us,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
if we like to say, and that's how it all started.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Good, okay.
And now who would have thought we're here in Montreal? It's amazing.
Okay.
It's our second time as well.
You're right, the second time, because
yeah.
The first time was in 2006?
2006, yes, in the November 2006.
And you were, in fact, the first English-speaking Greek non-metal band to tour Canada and the U.S.,
correct.
So that was a first. That was quite something. Okay. And in 2007, you went to Australia, and you were the first time a Greek band in Australia with English lyrics touring the Australian cities.
I did, Sydney, Melbourne, and in fact, not all the band came
okay.
with us, and to tell you the truth, it wasn't the full band, yeah.
Okay, so now you've picked up speed, you're doing some more touring, I guess?
Yes, well, we're moving on to Quebec, we'll be in Quebec,
mm-hmm.
and we have also a show in New York next week, the 26th.
Okay, so you're definitely well-received. The music is definitely being well-received all
so
over the world.
So good.
Good.
Yeah, we'd like to be optimistic. Yes.
Okay, and the second album is called Bi, B-I. I guess that's
yes.
the correct pronunciation?
Yeah, it is indeed.
Okay, and how did you choose the name for that?
Well, Bi, look, apart from the obvious mm-hmm. title where you would think, it's generally a comment for everything. I mean, Bi is everything with in
mm-hmm.
now is bi, whether it's politics, whether it's sexuality. It's just an ode to bi-ism everywhere,
mm-hmm.
And on every level, pretty much.
Okay, interesting, good. So this is your second album. Are you already working on a third, or are you just promoting the second right
I
now?
Can't, I mean, we've got ideas, but no, mm-hmm. we're still trying. We want like to work with the second one as much as we can before we get to the third.
Okay.
Not yet.
Who writes the music?
Pete Dreamweaver,
mm-hmm.
With the help of George,
mm-hmm.
And myself, and yes.
So definitely all members of your band then?
We all hate, but predominantly Pete Dreamweaver is our main composer.
Okay, good. Now, what other plans does the band have for this summer?
Apart from world domination. No, for the summer, we'll have probably a few shows in Athens
mm-hmm.
and perhaps the rest of Greece
mm-hmm.
And whatever else. We're lucky enough to be invited to attend.
Okay, so lots of touring all across the world and lots of live shows.
I don't know about the world. We'd love to, but so far no offers.
Okay, good. Now, if somebody wants to find out some more information or maybe get a copy of your music.
Well, our music is available here in stores. Both the first and the second album is available in stores.
Across Canada and North
yes.
America?
Yes.
Great, good.
And, of course, there's MySpace, www.myspace.com/masticlove.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you can also download from iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
It's available as well.
Good. What songs from the album seems to be being the most popular now?
It varies.
Mm-hmm.
From Canada, we haven't really got much feedback yet from Bi because it's only been recently released.
Mm-hmm.
But in Greece, there's No Sin, No Shame has been quite popular, and Hey.
Okay.
Hey and No Sin, No Shame
mm-hmm.
have been the two most popular. Of course, we also have one Greek cover
mm-hmm.
on the track, and it's not even as much a cover as a musical adaptation,
mm-hmm.
because the only thing that's remained the same is really not even the melody, just the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Greece, obviously, people have shown interest in it, probably more so than they would here, obviously, due to the language barrier.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But those two tracks, No Sin, No Shame and Hey, have been the most popular.
Great, good. Anything else you'd like to say about your band or yourself before we go?
That we hope we can come back to Canada very soon, especially Montreal and Quebec, because we haven't really seen the rest of Canada, but we'd love to check out the other cities as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd definitely love to come back and do some more shows.
That would be great. Good. So,
and meet the Canadian. We've very hospitable
mm-hmm.
so far. We have to add. that you've all been very hospitable.
It's a great band with a great original sound, I'd say.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you very
okay.
much.
Is the band a little bit more successful than you thought maybe in the beginning?
The band?
Yeah.
More successful than we thought?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. As far as how we've been received, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, is the band and the music, are you surprised at how far you're going? Or?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah,
yes, surprisingly, yes.
Good, good. Well, that's great. You have a lot of enthusiasm and certainly a lot of talent in the band.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, we'll hear the track called Hey. It's the lead track off the album called Bye, by the Greek band Astoplas.
Hey, your life's so bloody boring, don't you say? Hey, it's all about you scoring every day. You epitomize